Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Super excited to have in the studio with me today, Krem John. Am I saying it?
Oh, yeah.
Am I close?
That'll do.
Go on, hey. School me.
Krem John.
Krem John. So Krem John is helmed by...
You can call it Krem John.
Helmed by you, Bradley.
Sorry?
Helmed by you. You are Krem John?
Yeah, I am Krem John.
It's your alter ego?
Yeah, it's just something that people were calling me at parties a couple of years ago. So I was just like, when I went... solo.
Sounds like there might be a story behind
I was
that.
Like, no, it's just like Vincent H. Shell being really drunk and poking me heaps going, you're a Korean Gene at a party, and I totally didn't even get the double entendre at the time. Oh well.
And with you, you have an all-star cast. Can you introduce us to your band?
So we've got Eddie Castillo on drums, who is Dictaphone Blues.
Eddie Castillo.
Mo Albert is on bass. Are we going to do, the full-on?
Yeah, do it.
Do a little noodle.
Just pretend we're on late night television.
And Annabelle Keane's on keys.
Beautiful. So, Krem John. I'm just going to say Krem Jane because I can't do it. So, Krem Jane. How did Krem Jane come about?
So I have been playing in bands for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of.
Should we list some of the bands so people can get a bit of reference?
Like Teen Wolf and The Conjurers, and I played in The Cosbys and Princess Chelsea at points, and then a bunch of other just kind of like shit party bands, I suppose.
Yeah.
The Conjurers.
Yeah, which Eddie was also in. But yeah, you kind of like just realize one that after a lot of years you have all of these songs kind of built up or demoed or almost ready to go on your computer. And also, I suppose if you're doing it as a solo act, then when those bands break up, you can kind of still play them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like nice. So yeah, I just thought, fuck it, I should just try and put out an album. So I've been recording this year and put the band together, and there'll be an album out in a couple of months.
Oh,
and,
excellent.
Yeah.
Recording at home or at the lab?
Yeah,
or
I've been
somewhere?
Recording mostly at home. Some stuff, got some other people to help out. Like there was that single that was out a couple months ago, which Chelsea was singing
Sleeping at My House.
Yeah. Yep. So I got a guest vocalists and getting James Danzy to mix it.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's sounding pretty good, I think. Like way better than I thought at the beginning of the year it would sound. So I was just like, it was going to be an EP and like just keep adding more songs to it. So now it's an album.
Oh, great. Well, that upward trend.
Yeah.
Better
than
you thought.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I was like, oh, wait, I've got five. No, I've got six songs. Okay. Like, yeah.
And you have a new song coming out on Monday.
Yeah.
Are you going to play that for us today?
Yeah, we'll play it. Yeah.
What's that song?
That song is called Atrophy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Atrophy. And you also have a couple of shows coming up next weekend. A whole bunch of shows, actually.
Yeah.
Next
so
weekend.
We're playing support for Princess Chelsea. Man, I said Princess Chelsea a lot. Plugging her a lot.
Better be listening.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, Chelsea. Yeah, so she's doing like her first shows in New Zealand for ages. So we're jumping on and supporting her in Auckland at the Hollywood and on Saturday 27th at Lee Sawmill Cafe.
And you're squeezing in a performance at Whammy Fest
as
well.
Yeah, just like doing a little Whammy Fest Halloween jam as well late. So, yeah.
Cool. Should we hear some of these songs then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I think I'm out of tune and all of that moving around. Sorry, just one sec.
Say something, God.
Yeah. Are you really out of tune?
No, I am.
You are? How are you doing?
And
I'm just
tuned
drummer.
Like...
I don't know if you're out of tune or not.
What the?
Don't speak, drummer. Don't speak.
Let me get this. Just had to reach over and get my microphone back. Yeah, so those shows with Princess Chelsea, Krem Jane are supporting. If you didn't catch that, it's at the Hollywood Theatre on October 26th and then at the Lee Sawmill on October 27th. And I'm fairly certain you can pick up tickets for that at Under the Radar, those shows. It's polyester also playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So. That'll be fantastic. and the Whammy Fest is also a huge lineup. That's both across both nights,
it's nuts.
Too.
It's going to be a nuts weekend.
It is. And you've had a new baby.
Yeah, that too. I'm like on pretty much zero sleep right now.
Yeah, 2018 awesome. Is your year.
Yeah, the year of cream.
Mass production.
No, that was last year.
All right,
We got. I'm a father now.
I'm just moving on from that. I'm not partaking at all. We're good to go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
I get to wear. Do I wear these?
You can wear them.
Oh, wow. It's like a real studio.
Spring break.
Cool. I've got headphones on now. I can hear myself.
Are they super loud?
No, it's good. So that song was called Bummer, and now we're going to play a song called Crush. Jinxed. Tuning jinxed.
I adore you. So tell me what to do, baby. What's it gonna be when we break up? We break up and we make out just a little. Strangest thing we always do. You never get it, never get it, will you? There's something bubbles above, bubbles above, bubbles above. So tell me what to do, baby. What's it gonna be when we break up? We break up then we make out just a little.
Yeah, this is the single that's coming out next week.
Atrophy,
which is mostly like a studio bedroom jam, so I'm always a little hesitant to that, but let's do it.
Drone. tip of my tongue. When the lies I lick, stick, split my tongue, cracked at tongue. On my pillow, through my head.
John, Tramadol John Rolls.
The Tramadol John Rolls.
Maybe with a sprinkling of Bruce Springsteen. Just a.
I'll take that.
That was amazing. New song Atrophy is out on Monday.
Yep.
And people should definitely pick up their tickets to the Princess Chelsea shows ASAP because it's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Hollywood's a great venue as well, so it's going to be real special.
It's such a good venue. And just so people know, they should follow you on Facebook and they should follow you on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And is there anywhere else they should stay up to date?
I don't know. It's on Spotify and all the other regular places, but yeah.
Beautiful.
Bandcamp's a nice place to be. So
it is. Yeah. I agree.
Let's plug that.
Thanks so much for coming in and playing your wonderful songs. I can't wait to hear more.
Thank you.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.